Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. I hope that you've all had a safe. I hope that you've all had a safe, healthy, and productive week. Today, we're all in for a really big treat. My guest today is Grace Sirocco. She is a national and best-selling author and one of Canada's most sought-after, inspirational, and motivational speakers. She has addressed hundreds of thousands of people on three continents in the areas of personal effectiveness, emotional wellness, interpersonal excellence, and spiritual renewal. Through her consulting and her training company, Grace Sirocco Incorporated, she conducts workshops, seminars, and public speaks. She empowers and motivates people to make choices that support excellence, personal effectiveness, and wellness to live a truly spirited life. Through her stories, her anecdotes, and her compelling delivery, she lights up a room and inspires people to take action. She believes that when the heart is gifted, the imagination soars and endless possibilities are created for growth. Her book, Take the Step, The Bridge Will Be There, has been a bestseller since 2001. Her book gets right to the heart and helps readers rediscover their passion, build courage, heal their past, complete undones, and she inspires people to take risks to move forward to their purpose. Wayne Dyer has been quoted in her book saying, "Every page offers you purpose, nourishment for your soul." This one I totally love. Neil Donald Walsh, author of Conversations with God, has been quoted saying, "He was so touched by Grace's words that came from her true life story. He's so labeled her an uplifter for humanity and claimed her as an angel sent here on special assignment, and he has thanked God for her." I'd like to share a two-minute real quick story. About 11 years ago, I moved back to Montreal, Canada from the USA with my two teenage daughters, and I found myself once again revamping my career and questioning and doubting my purpose. While I was standing in a bookstore one winter day, Grace's book literally fell to my feet. Believe this or not, I looked down and instantly saw a picture of a bridge, and I started to cry. This I knew was no accident for sure. Now I find myself 11 years later, back in the USA, finally in my dream state of California, living my dream, and Grace's book is still in hand. I am affiliated and working with a company, of course, called none other than Authentic You Media. About a month ago, I dig out on my bookshelves, and once again, Grace's book falls to me, and I pick it up, and I open it up, and in chapter 1, page 3, the first chapter is called None Other Than Authenticity. Well, wow. Once again, no accident for sure as I connect my dots. Grace's trademark is inspiration and passion. She believes that when the heart is ignited, the imagination soars, and endless possibilities are created. So without any further delay, thank you for listening to my story, because I think, you know, Grace really needs this introduction. It is my pleasure to welcome Grace to Life Design with Linda Sachs. Grace, are you there?
Hi. Yes, I'm here.
How are you, Linda?
Thank you so much for that beautiful, beautiful introduction. It's very heartfelt.
Well, you're welcome. You deserve that and so much more. I'm just so privileged to actually have you on my show today. Just know that you're handpicked. And if we're ready to go, I have questions for you. And I know that we have approximately about 20 minutes and that there are also five free books to give away. So I think maybe what I would like to do is start with the questions and I'll just let you answer them.
Absolutely.
All right. So the first one that I've got is with your book, Take the Step, The Bridge Will Be There. Can you, as concisely as possible, just give all the listeners that are out there a little bit of your journey as to how to you got to write the book?
Well, how did I write the book? Well, I had been teaching for many years workshops and keynotes and seminars, and I had come up with this. This Take the Step, The Bridge Will Be There was something that came to me in a dream.
Wow.
It was. I talk about this in the introduction. I was supposed to scale this big wall. It was sheer granite wall, and it was in my mind. I was like, "There's no way I can do this," and I kept doing it and doing it. I just kept sliding down because my mind said, "There's no way I can do this. This is impossible." And I just kept trying it and trying it. I kept falling. And then something happened where I said, you know, I have to believe that's possible. And as soon as I believed it, in this dream, this is a dream, and I saw the words, take the step, the bridge will be there. And I interpret that in the dream as that I have to do something. I have to act with faith.
Wow.
Act with belief. And as soon as I did that, like take the step, the bridge will be there, I was on top of this wall that I thought was impossible. And I woke up and I just knew this was an important metaphor for my life's purpose and my life journey and everything that I had been teaching people up until that point. So I designed a workshop first called Take the Step, the Bridge Will Be There. I focused on action and faith. And then from that workshop, people kept requesting a book. And so finally I put everything together that I knew and I created the book.
Wow. Grace, that's an amazing, I must tell you, we already have callers that are sitting and waiting, and callers that are out there, please don't hang up. Hang in, because I'm going to go through a few of the questions for Grace, because I want to really keep the flow going. So hang in there. We do have 5 free books. Don't go away. You can stay in the queue and you can wait till we keep going. So please don't hang up. Grace, that was just amazing. That is just amazing. I'm not surprised. So I'd like to keep going with the questions, because I really want the listeners and the callers to be able to hear.
Sure.
I know you have so much. All right, so I have another one. Did you know that you always wanted to coach, motivate, and inspire people and help them on their journeys to find their true purpose and their inner gift? Like, when did you realize that?
I guess I didn't always know that, but I knew that I was a helper and that I was a healer and that I was a Dear Abby. I've always been a Dear Abby. I've always been the person that people go to for that kind of inspirational help. And I found myself working in broadcasting in news. And I love ideas. I love stories. I love articulating. I love educating people. But I found that in news, in current affairs, I was telling people that their glass of water was half empty. And it totally was against my grain. Like, I was telling them what's wrong with the world.
Mm.
So I was a teacher, and I was educating, and I wasn't, you know, I was inspiring, but I kept my focus was a negative one, and it was really against my soul, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
And it just wasn't who I was. And all the stories that I wanted to do, they were dismissed as being too lightweight. They were dismissed as being too positive, too motivational, and that it wasn't hard news. And then I realized one day, I had this big aha, and I thought, like, I am a teacher, I am a healer, I am a mentor, but I can't be telling people what's wrong with them and what's wrong with our world. I have to uplift them and tell them what's good about themselves and tell them that life's worth living. And so I got out of that, and I started
teaching. Did you just get a sign? Like, how did you know? I'm sorry for interrupt, but I know the people that I speak with and I help, and I know what they'd be asking. How did that message come to you? Did it just come to you because you think you were open, or were you ready to hear
it? It didn't come easily. I had to quit my job. I quit
my
job, and my husband and I went on a trip around the world with backpack for 1 year. And I thought that going around the world, I thought I would figure it out, that I would journal and write and journal and be inspired by the world, and that I would figure out my purpose and how I was going to teach, but not in a university setting, not in a high school setting.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that I was a teacher and some kind of an uplifter, but I didn't know how that was going to work, so I had to go around the world and figure it out. And when I came back home a year later, I basically followed my nose, and I followed this ad in the newspaper, our national newspaper, Globe and Mail, and it said International Seminar Company coming to Canada looking for Canadian speakers, and if you have these qualities, show up at this hotel.
Wow.
And I showed up, and so did 500 other people, because they were, you know, it was the recession time, it was early 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was out of a job, and everybody showed up. And, of course, I had the doubt demons happening, thinking immediately, like, what am I doing here? Like, who do I think I am? I can't speak. I can't teach. I can't be a motivational speaker. Like, what the hell am I doing here?
Amazing.
I almost left.
Okay.
And I didn't leave. I stayed. I listened.
Why
and then
didn't
I did
leave?
Auditions the next
Why
day.
Why didn't you leave? If fear
well, I guess
is
it was a little voice that said, you've got nothing to lose. Just stay and listen and see what it's, this is all about.
Okay. And had you have not taken time out and left your job, do you think that you would have might have still had those ahas?
I don't think I would have been in. It's just not the kind of person I am. That if I'm not happy, I usually take action.
Yes.
I'm an action person, you know. So I think it gives me credibility to write about action because that's who I am. I abhor stagnation or mediocrity, or I get the signal really soon that something is not right, so I try to make it right, and I'm very solutions based, and so no, I don't think I would have been stuck there for long, you know.
I have had your book by my side. It's taken me through a few moves, and if you just know that in the past few days I've been speaking to friends and associates of mine and saying to them, because obviously, right, authenticity is in my soul. That's how I connected and found your book. That's how I was led to Michelle and around and all the way back. And I think, like we had said on our tough on conversation the other day, us light workers, we're really being called up to our posts right now. You were a real trailblazer and a pathfinder, way and well ahead of the world and the universe's time, that's for sure, doing this 10 or 15 years ago or whatever you were doing. I wanted to ask you about your exciting new CD series on Journey to the Self, because I think that a lot of listeners that listen in on my show, that's the focus that I, you know, of my passion, is that there are so many people out there today that are feeling so lost and needing guidance and support and feeling like they're drowning, so concerned monetarily, are they going to be able to survive? And there's fears, and there's so much coming up. If you could just talk a little bit, I am trying to watch the time because it's already 4:11. We've got we're halfway through, about what motivated you, what was kind of behind the Journey to the Self and how that got created.
Well, I got really, you know, life is a journey, right? And so you learn, and then you learn, and then one person leads you to the other person. And I was led to the whole self-esteem movement.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought back then that if I could just teach people how to believe in themselves and how to have more self-worth and more self-esteem, that everything would be solved. And going into this, I realized that it's not about something that you've got to go out there and get, like the ingredients for self-esteem.
Right.
It's more fundamental than that. And what I learned and what I discovered working with people and just thinking and ruminating is that we can't teach people in psychological or give them drugs to, like, have a higher self-worth. It doesn't work like that.
Right.
How it works is that you have got to establish a relationship with yourself first.
Exactly.
That is primary.
And it's
tough. And so my program, Journey to the Self, is three paths. The path of authenticity, so basically peeling the onion on who your core self really is. What are your core passions? What are your core values? What are your talents? What are your non-negotiables? What really makes you tick? What fires you up? What makes you angry? And looking at the authenticity as a path to figure out who the self really is. The next path is love. You know, basically, who do you love? What do you love? Because what you love is a portal into who you are.
Yes.
So our loves,
exactly.
Our passions is a portal into figuring out who you are. And then the self-esteem, which is basically taking action, taking risks, self-respect. And those are three paths to establish a real strong cord, if you will, with your authentic self. I talk like a tree. I use the metaphor of a tree. Not
that.
Evergreen.
That's a great,
tree,
a great one, actually.
But like a tree that has a long tap root that goes into the ground.
Wow.
And so the stronger you know yourself and love yourself, respect yourself, and you know about you're self-aware, that tap root grows into the ground, and presto, magically, you have what we call self-esteem because you have now a self. So that, I think, is the root of the problems of depression.
Yes.
The root of people who feel lost, who feel overwhelmed, who feel that they're people pleasers, especially women.
Oh my goodness.
Trying to please
you hit
the
it.
World
mm-hmm.
because they're just looking for validation. They look for someone to love them.
Yes.
But what's missing is that we don't have the taproot into the ground, into Mother Earth, that gives us the nourishment to love ourselves first.
Wow, that is so crazy. I love that. Okay, we got to keep going. We have like a few callers already in the queue that are waiting. So let me think. I know I have so many questions left with the time that I've got. I'm going to try and handpick. Okay. I know that you have worked extensively, and you certainly are a pro, that's for sure. If there is any common thread or threads that you have noticed or seen amongst the audiences and people that you've addressed in all these years, if you could just, even in the short time in this quick question, mention one or two. What am I looking at? Like maybe fearful or doubtful?
Well,
or,
I think a lot of us, here's the common themes, okay? I have just started doing men's retreats now, too, after
that.
So many years. And
wow.
I was intimidated thinking that, you know, who am I to think I can lead 20 men, you know,
there
in a secluded kind of private setting
And,
you know, take them through their childhood. But here's the common themes, going back to your question, that I have noticed, is that pain is pain.
Oh,
and it doesn't matter
that.
The gender. It's
I
pain
love that.
Is pain.
What
does,
a
it doesn't
great
matter.
Answer. How true. What a great answer. Okay, let me see what else I've got here. I love the way that you've been quoted saying every problem is an assignment designed for the soul.
Mm-hmm.
I think pretty much you answered that, you know, in what you said before. So I just wanted the listeners to hear that that's something that you've been quoted saying. If you could go back and do anything differently along your journey towards your purpose, is there anything you'd like to share with the listeners, or do you?
I don't think so, because I really believe in Siddhartha, and what Siddhartha, the last page of my book, is that everything, every disappointment, every sigh, every twist and turn that the meandering river takes is appropriate for that river, for that identity.
Mm-hmm.
And part of really coming to a place of self-love, self-acceptance, and you're comfortable in your skin. Because before we die, that is the purpose, is for us to be at peace with all things and
I
all
love
people.
That.
And for us to be comfortable and to accept that this is who we are and this was the person we are. We have to accept that the river meandered that way to teach our soul the lessons that it learned along the way. That I would not be the great Sirocco had I not had my river designed exactly that
way.
And
it's unique to you, right? So you can, you know, let's
we
say
all have
look at my own daughters
meandering river,
going through their
part
yeah,
of
go.
Life is to accept your river. And every, you know, the past is the past is the past. You can learn from it. You can't change it, but you can certainly think differently about the past. If you think like a victim that the past is out to make you be the person you are today and you'll never be successful and other people have it better, then the past is controlling you in a negative way. But
I love that.
If you think in a more positive way and think all those twists and turns have made me into the resilient human being that I am today, then you are empowered by the pain of the past, by the childhood you had, by all the disadvantages or the valley part. You're empowered.
That's incredible.
You can move forward and feel positive and make a difference in the world.
Right. Well, I have a lot of other questions, but I know that there are some callers in the queue, and I think we've kind of, I don't know, I'm kind of deliberating. Should I go in there? I'm just going to real quick just mention a few things, one or two things that I had kind of read through when I was studying up. Marianne Williamson has been quoted on the subject of no fears, and she says our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. So before we turn into the queue to the listeners that are there, because I know we've had three and now one impatient one I think has just left, unfortunately. Anyone who's listening out there, we've got 5 free books to give away, and I must tell you that Grace's book is really my professional Bible. I've quoted you many times. I have quoted you over and over again, and even though you've just met me, I've known you for 11 long years, and you've been in my heart and soul, and I've been following everything and all about you. And when I picked up that book one day in that store, I said, one day I'm going to connect with this woman. I just knew that you and I would connect. So real quick, I just want to be able to say, as Grace says, we're really changing from the inside out. It's not from the outside in, everybody. So I'm going to open up the lines right now to the callers. I know we've got 3. So Grace, if you're ready, let's just go ahead. We do have 3 books, 5 books to give away. What I'm going to be doing is, you know, who's ever brave enough, and please, if you're brave enough out there, please do call in because there is a free book waiting for you. We'll take your information. I'm going to give you all an email to send all your contact info to. Grace has just informed me that there is a new edition of the book from HarperCollins that is being released on the 23rd of December, and you will be the first
new edition after 10 years. They've deemed it a classic, and it's
wonderful.
Been re-released.
It certainly is. I got the old version, woman, but I'm holding it close to my chest. I won't let my daughters have it and believe it, they could both use it. So whoever is out there who's calling in, callers, if you're ready, we're open.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Grace. My name is Jim. I live in L.A. I actually know Linda.
Hi, Jim. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Your message is really, really wonderful. It really resonates.
Thank you.
And I completely get what you're about because I've kind of more or less done the same thing. My career toppled and actually evaporated, and I kind of bumped into the walls of life for about 4 or 5 years in a dark night of the soul and came out of it and slowly reinvented myself.
Good for
and,
you.
When you find something that really is you, you do it no matter what, and you face your fears, and you grow, and you change, and you take on the things that you need to. And I'm really at the very end of that process right now.
Good if for I may you, Jim. If I may interject for 1 minute, Grace, I must tell you that Jim is I always think of him as like another Neil Donald Walsh. He's got this God-given drift that is running through him that is so philosophical and so deep that if you really don't know Jim, like I know him and we're friends, to the average person, it's a lot to take in, but there's so much wealth in what it's running through him. He's a real conduit. He's a male angel.
It's a real pleasure to meet you, Jim, and I'm sure that you're an inspiration in your own circle and in the work that you do, because I think we're all beacons of light at different stages of our lives, and I'm sure that you inspire people.
Well, you know,
with your...
it's been really interesting because through my my second marriage imploded like about 14 years ago. And I ran into a therapist who was really a gift from God, and that person, she was a pivot in my life, and he really changed who I am. It introduced me to a completely new path. And so my
and that's so lucky that that's happened for you. What I'd like to suggest, because you've now won yourself a free book, and you're going to love this book, is I'm going to give you the email to send your contact information to info@authenticyoumedia.com. And you will have a book that will be autographed, that will be sent to you. We have 2 more callers there in the queue. We've got about 7 or 8
Great.
Minutes left. Jim, thank you so much, and keep doing what you're doing. I love your stuff.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye, Jim.
Take care.
Jim.
Bye-bye.
All right, next caller, we have books to give away, and I want to make sure that you know people that are out there get them because it's just the best book ever.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you real good. You're calling from Canada. I recognize the voice.
It's Melanie.
Melanie, how are you, Grace? This is a dear and very close personal professional friend of mine who does breakthrough work, body talk.
Oh.
So, Melanie, say hello to Grace.
Hi, Grace.
Hi, Melanie. How are you?
I'm good. It's so refreshing to hear your message because this is the way that I haven't always lived my life that way, this way, but this is definitely how I'm living life now, and I'm just really inspired, and I'd love to read your book because this is the direction that, you know, maybe we have started to take steps in this direction and in this field. This is definitely the direction that I'm helping others take as well.
Good for you.
So I would be
a real hero.
Honored to read.
Yeah, you're a real hero. So, Melanie, if you send all your contact information, Grace is around the corner from you, actually in Ontario, you're in Montreal, to info@authenticyoumedia.com and have patience.
Okay.
There's an autographed copy coming to you.
Yeah, you'll
please
get a free
let me know
copy
how you like
the book.
Sorry?
I'm honored. I will, I'll be in touch. Thank you so much.
I love
okay,
Melanie.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye.
You too. Mwah.
I think we have another caller in the queue. I'm hoping that we don't lose any, but if there's anyone else out there, hello?
Hey, it's Bonnie.
Bonnie. Bonnie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm so good. I would like to introduce
you. So these are all the regulars that listen to you all the time, huh, Linda?
These are the true people in my life that trust me, Grace.
These are true friends.
Yes, they are. And once all three of them, these are three such well-deserved, the universe put the book in the hands of exactly the people who I wanted to have it. And that's divinely how I work. So I want Bonnie in a real quickie to give Grace, kind of, if you can, Bonnie, a quickie of who you are and what you do, and then I'm going to give you the email address, and you're going to get a free autographed copy of, and that way I don't have to lend you my book because I don't want to give
great.
It away. Okay, so Bonnie, go ahead.
Hi, Grace.
Hi.
I actually am a body liberator, and we have a product that we came out with, which I'd love to send you a sample of, called Sex Butter. It's organic.
What?
It's organic sexual enhancement.
Do you know that I run couples retreats?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, yes, Bonnie.
I do couples retreats.
I just made a wonderful connection.
On the lake, and I fix couples who are having a hard time. And,
I have
to tell. And they're intensive program that, you got to go to my website and read the testimonials because it's amazing, the miracles, the shifts that happen at these retreats. So now you're telling me about this butter.
See how I told
you
today, divinely everything I've done is angelic.
No,
I didn't even realize it.
Oh, my God, I can't wait. Grace, you know what? This product is infused with quantum physics, all kinds of messaging for people that have had every kind of abuse, including physical abuse, too.
Wow.
Really,
I'd love to know more.
So I wanna get that to you and send you some samples and stuff because I think that you will
please
really
please send it to me my address on the website gracesirocco.com
CIROCCO.com
and the address is there and I would love to know more about it.
Okay, great. Yeah, no, it's perfect and I can't wait to read your book because I come from having done a lot of internal work. You know, I had an eating disorder, I had rape and all kinds of things happened to me when I was younger. And because of all the work that I have done and coupled with the messaging and the sex butter, which I've been using for like 5 years while we were in the development of it, because we really just launched it recently. It really has like opened me up and just changed my whole world. And so I am all about working from the inside out. And I totally agree with what you're talking about.
Bonnie is so evolved that she's helped me through my colon cleanse this week. So I have to tell you, she is amazing. And I know she's genuine. And that's why she resonated with me. And I just gravitated to her the same way that's how I work with people and what I've done.
Where
with
are you,
you
based?
I'm in Los Angeles. We're both in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where are you, Grace?
That's wonderful. I'm in Niagara, so I'm in St. Catharines, but it's very close to Niagara Falls, Canada.
Yeah, I know exactly.
It's like 5 miles down the road.
Wow.
Which is amazing. Maybe we'll have you come to LA. She'll come to our event that we're thinking of putting together, or Bonnie's thinking of putting together in June. We'd love to have you come.
Yes.
Love to.
Believe me.
All right. Ladies,
I
could talk on and on, Grace, with you for hours. I have a feeling you were my mentor or my surrogate mother in another lifetime, and I'm going to have to share that with you in an email or a phone call after, but we're running out of time. So if there were any other callers there, Bonnie, don't go away. If there were any other callers in the queue, I really am so sorry, and I apologize, but at least we managed to give three books away. Bonnie, if you send your contact info to email it to info@AuthenticUmedia.com.
Okay.
Grace is going to be sending me. We have 1 minute left. So, Bonnie, thank you so much for calling in. Grace, I need to thank you. I knew that I had about 12 questions. I've been, thinking about this for the past 3 days.
Well, maybe we
can
have a wonderful conversation one day in person, and
I can answer
all of those questions you have.
From your mouth to God's ears, may she, my goddess, God, be listening.
Thank you so much.
We've got 30 seconds left. All my love to you, and you are an absolute angel, and I love what Neil Donald Walsh said. I've got to think of something myself and drum up a testimonial and have you put that on your site. But this is just the beginning.
I would love it with a link to you and to what you stand for and to your wonderful program. I wish you all the best with this wonderful
authentic
Thank you
so much.
You
my
radio.
Heartfelt love I'll send to you, and thank you so much. I've got 15 seconds, so in the end, when did my boss think think that I was going to do the last 5 minutes on my own. I knew that wasn't going to happen.
All right, so, darling, you take care. Lots of love.
Thanks. The same to you. And keep doing what you're doing. We need you desperately.
Thank
you. Be well.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Grace. So, everyone, I just want to say, whoever did was able to at least listen in today, thank you so much. We kind of did a real tip of the iceberg with Grace. She is unbelievable. If you didn't call in and win a free book, I'm so sorry for you, but go out, please, and wait until the end of December, January, and do get yourself an edition of this book. It is like a Bible. It's an incredible read. All my love to all of you, and next week I will be interviewing Patty Hahn, who is Goldie Hahn's sister. So please do tune in next week as Patty talks about her life story, and it is her memoir. So a lot of good reading to all of you. Have a wonderful week. All my love, and see you next Wednesday at 4. A safe, loving, and productive week to everyone. All my best.